Troy Brewer coming at you strong from Third Stage Ranch. Welcome, 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 guys, to the podcast. You know, here recently, all of my podcasts have been streamed from something else, I was streaming. But today, man, I'm actually in the studio with my beautiful bride, Leanna Brewer.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Leanna. I call you blessed. Listen,
thank you.
I want to remind everybody that you can always call us if you need a friend or if you need a prayer. You can call us at 877-413-0888. I also want to give a real quick reminder and tell everybody that every Tuesday, if you're not plugged in to all my social media, man, do that, because Tuesday at 12 o'clock Central Time, we have the Revelation Report. Then on Wednesday, 12 o'clock Central Time, we have Prophetic Wednesday. And then I always follow that with an edition of the Prophetic Life. And the Prophetic Life is my private community for people who are subscribed to that. It's subscription-based. And I just did, I can't remember what episode we just did. I think we're into 100 and, I don't know, somewhere like 160 or something like that. And all of those videos are available. You can go back and you can catch up. And a lot of those things have a lot to do, like this one right here. I am in the studio, as I've already mentioned, with my beautiful bride, Leanna Brewer. And she's just now got back from Uganda, East Africa. How's your jet lag, Leanna?
It's good most of the time. It comes.
You actually do really well at jet lag.
Yes, I try really hard to, because it's such a long flight back, that I schedule out my sleep. And that way, when I get home, I'm acclimated to the time that I'm supposed to be.
So tell us, just for the sake of everybody wanting to know this, how long does it take to get to Uganda? What's that look like?
So we left here at 11 o'clock at night, which is great because then you can sleep. It's 16 hours from here to Qatar.
16 hours nonstop.
Nonstop. So you're flying 16 hours. You get to Qatar. On the way there, we have like a 5-hour layover in Qatar. Then we get on a plane again, and then it's another 5 to 6 hours to Uganda.
Okay. And then you land at Entebbe.
Yes.
Okay. And now, because of the COVID protocols and all that kind of nonsense.
It was nonsense.
So what did you have to do once you landed?
Well, once we landed, we had to go. There was a bus waiting for us to get off the plane and take us to a hotel area that they do COVID testing. Now, mind you, we were COVID tested before we got on the plane. But once you get, and this is in every country because I've traveled a bunch during this, but we had to go to this place and they did a COVID test, and we had to sit there outside for 4 hours while they read our COVID test. No, it's kind of it's a green area, but there was nothing to do. You just sat out there for 4 hours.
So you were on an airplane for 16 hours. You were at the airport for 3 hours before you got on plane.
Yeah.
And then you were 16 hours on a plane, and then you were 5 hours in the airport in Qatar.
Right.
And then you were another 6 hours on the way to Uganda.
Correct.
And then you got off the plane, got your luggage, which takes about an hour. And then you rode on a bus for how long was it to get to the hotel?
It was only a few minutes. Okay. It's close to the airport.
And then you waited 5 hours to get your COVID test.
Then
you're ready to start doing stuff.
Then you're ready to start driving your journey.
Yeah. And which is a big drive.
It is a journey. Yeah.
It's a big journey.
It so, is.
Yeah. It's not for the, you know, man, we're so blessed in how we get to travel. Right.
Yes.
Because you and I have both, we have, you know, like one time back in the day, whenever Leanna and I first started traveling, we had to use other people's miles, and
right.
People were very gracious to give us their miles.
They were.
And we were, because we were just so broke, mm-hmm. and we would mortgage our house to build an orphanage or mm-hmm. to whatever it was we were doing. And, but we still didn't have the money to travel.
Right.
But we ran into a guy, what was that brother's name that gave us all his miles?
Glenn Lynch.
Man. Glenn Lynch, this guy, had ran a multi-million dollar company, and he had done it through his credit card so that he would have millions and millions of miles. Mm-hmm. And he literally had millions of miles.
He did.
And he just said, Brother Troy, you can use my miles for any trip you want to go on anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And he was so good to us.
He was so generous.
Okay. And he was so generous and so good to us. And just like, wow, man, that is amazing. And so we said, okay. And so one year I went to India four times. Mm-hmm. I went to India four times. We went to Uganda several times. Mm-hmm. All that kind of madness. But when you use somebody else's miles, when you use miles to do that, like I remember one time I went to India and I went from, because of the miles, you know, you have so many stops, right? Mm-hmm. So I went from DFW to Salt Lake City, Utah, had a layover, from Salt Lake City, Utah to San Francisco. And I had a long layover there. It was like 6 hours. So I took my guitar out on the street and put my case out and I played guitar for like 4 hours and I made 60 something dollars. You remember that?
I do remember that.
Man, that was cool, man. Then we flew all the way off. It was a 12-hour flight from San Francisco to Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And then I had like a 3-hour layover. And then from Hong Kong, I flew to Singapore and had a layover. And then from Singapore, I flew to Chennai, mm-hmm. India. From Chennai, I flew to Hyderabad. And from Hyderabad, I finally got to Vishakhapatnam. Okay, I want to tell you, I was young and I could handle that. I can't handle it now.
No, I can't either. What we just did was a straight shot. I mean, yeah, it's as straight as it gets.
It's still exhausting. So we're so blessed now.
Oh, yeah.
In how we get to travel. We're so blessed, but it still is not for wimps.
No, it's not. And I don't think a lot of people consider what it takes to do that. Now, once you get there, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just is what it is. But it's a whole lot better than taking a boat that takes months and months and months to get across, you know,
sure
and
is.
Everybody's sick and dying on it. So I am grateful to be able to travel the way that I get to travel.
Okay. So on your first day, did you guys go into Entebbe? And by the way, Entebbe Airport, okay. Yeah. Entebbe Airport is where the famous raid on Entebbe happened.
Yes.
And we were there for the 50th anniversary.
I don't know what it was, but it was raid.
It might have been the 40th anniversary.
Yeah, it was a big anniversary just a few years ago.
And yeah, Benjamin Netanyahu's brother, Yanni uh-huh. Netanyahu, was the one person yep. who was killed at that raid on Entebbe.
Yes.
Yanni Netanyahu, an amazing military leader. It's one of the great military miracles of the world.
Yeah, it is.
And we've actually been there. And I mean, we've been there multiple times, but the old airport where it all took place and all that. And oh my God, so awesome. But anyway, so you left there. Did you go into Kampala first or did you go straight out to Fort Portal or did you go up to Rockeye?
No, where did you went go? To, when we got there, we landed in Entebbe, of course. And then we went to Kampala because we went to see the Queen Mother.
Okay.
And she has a palace in Kampala, but she also has one in Fort Portal.
Wow.
But we met her twice. The first time we met her at her palace in Kampala.
Wow. So, okay. Well, cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's cool.
So all jet lagged and all. So if you've seen the pictures of us
jet
on
lagged,
Facebook.
Worn out.
Yeah.
Ragged out. Been traveling.
Right.
COVID tested, yada, yada. And then went straight to the palace to go see
the Queen. We changed our clothes and then we went there. And so I was looking at some of our Facebook pictures. And I was like, wow, we look ragged out. We were ragged out. We just were. We were excited. Oh my gosh. It was bad, but it was such an honor. And she was just so precious.
Yeah, man. So, and her name is Best.
Her name is Best.
Queen Best.
Yeah.
So awesome. And so you got to bless her. You got to pray for her.
We did.
Get to have audience with the Queen. And
we did.
And talk about your work. She actually asked you to partner with her because she does that.
Yeah, it was a real honor. They told us, you know, you probably have 30 minutes. And we didn't request to go. She had requested to see us. And so, which was an honor. And they said, you know, you'll have 30 minutes. This was in her private palace. This is where she lives, her house. And so we went in and we're like, okay, we have 30 minutes. And we were also jet lagged. We were just grateful to have that. And we wound up spending 2.5 hours with her. She actually made tea for us and sandwiches and all sorts of stuff. And
yay.
So yeah, it was a big honor. And then she asked us to meet her again with the king in Fort Portal at the big palace.
And so I remember 22 years ago when you and I first went to that palace, we met the king.
Yeah.
And we had been there a few years before that, and it was bombed out. The palace was completely bombed out.
It was. There was no roof, so there was like goats and things going in and out.
There was literally goats in there. There sure was. Idi Amin had destroyed it.
Yeah, he did.
And when are we there? And then we came back a few years later, and it was rebuilt. And I'm trying to think, what's Gaddafi? Mm-hmm. Gaddafi had rebuilt it.
Yeah.
And like, wow, Gaddafi, man.
Yeah.
And so he had actually rebuilt it. And the king and the queen were living in it, and it was a grand, beautiful palace.
It is beautiful.
And it's the same one, right?
It is the same
one. The kind of round one?
Yes. Yeah. Up on the hill.
Up on top of that hill? Yeah.
It is.
Okay. And so we went there, and this is, again, 22 years ago, and they bring the king out, and the brother was 8 years old.
Yeah. He was just a little guy. Now he's big. He's a big boy. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Sweet guy.
He's like 30 years old now, right?
He sure is.
It's crazy. Yep. Absolutely crazy. Yep. Well, so you guys went back to that place, and it'd be interesting too. I'd like to tell him and say, you know, man, I was here in this place when it was bombed out.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was talking to the Queen Mother,
did you tell her that?
Well, she remembered us, when I came in, which I guess is why she invited us over. She asked me how Pastor was doing, and I said, well, he's doing well. And so she knew your book. So I don't know how she follows you, but somehow she follows you. And she knew the work that we did, and she knew exactly what I did, and which is why she requested us to come. Cause she was telling me about the schools that she has for the orphans.
Awesome.
And she specifically was wanting us to help her dig a couple water wells, in some impoverished areas in her part of the country, because we've dug several, but we haven't dug them where she's at. And so we're going to do that.
So you rescued babies. You always rescue babies. You have 50 some odd babies that you've
58
rescued.
58 now.
58 now. And you rescued this 2-year-old.
Yeah.
And you had to give him a name. You gave him a birthday. The birthday that you gave him was the day that you rescued him.
Yes.
Right. And named him Judah.
Yes. Beautiful little boy. Just beautiful.
I'm surprised you didn't bring that brother home.
Man, I am telling you, if I could have.
Oh, I know you're crazy.
I promise you he would be here.
I know.
I promise you he'd be here.
I know. I prayed about it when you rescued this guy, because you're always rescuing tiny babies, but this is a 2-year-old. And I prayed about it and went, Lord, because I was worried. I was honestly worried that when I went to pick you up from the airport, you'd found some way to get that kid home.
I was
home.
Buttering up to the king and queen and asking them, do you have diplomatic immunity? How does that work?
Well, God bless him. And so his little body was really tore up from terrible abuse.
It was, neglect and abuse and
just
all sorts of things.
All his teeth are broken off, and all that kind of stuff. And he had burns and places on him that were bad.
Yep.
He's been living naked for forever and just eating out of the trash and doing whatever he can. And now
he is clothed and in his right mind.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, Leanna.
It was so sweet because I had a request from my friends at the kids' home of things to bring. And one of the things I asked was to bring specifically Crocs. And you can get the knockoff ones, but
shoes.
Yeah, the shoes. You can get the knockoff ones, but they rub blisters on the side of your feet. So they ask for specific Crocs. And so we brought like 60 pair of Crocs, and we knew all the kids' sizes and stuff. Well, we had extra ones. And so when he got there, he got new clothes and he got little Crocs. And man, that little boy would not take his shoes off for nothing. He was so excited to wear shoes.
Oh.
It was the sweetest thing. It was so sweet.
Come on, man.
So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. God knew.
We got him a bed and put him in it. He didn't like his bed.
No, he didn't like the bed. That scared him.
He just wanted to sleep on the ground.
Yeah, we had to put his little mattress and blankets on the floor.
That's okay. That's okay. He'll get used to it.
They have incredible mamas there that take care of him, and he is so loved. And he immediately adopted, even though he doesn't speak the same dialect as any of the kids there or most of the mamas there.
Yeah.
He did, Peace did speak his dialect so she could communicate with him.
Awesome.
But he's 2. He's going to learn it. smart as a whip. Awesome. Smart little guy. And so, okay. Yeah.
Well, everybody, you are listening to the podcast that we do every week. And you know what, man, I'm in here with my beautiful bride, Leanna Brewer. She just got back from Uganda, East Africa, and I'm about to take her to go eat lunch.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
All right.
Hey guys, thank you so much, man, for praying for her. Thank you guys for supporting us. Thank you for standing with us. Thank you for loving the Lord the way that you do and loving people that you don't even know. Yeah. Guys, don't forget that if you need a friend or if you need a prayer or if you need any of our resources, you can always call us at 877-413-0888. We're getting ready to have our 26th anniversary as a church. Woo-hoo. 26 years. Crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy.
Absolutely crazy.
What a joy.
Can you believe that we've been doing that for 26 years?
Time flies when you're having fun.
It shall do. All right, guys. Well, blessing and peace on you. I call you guys the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and highly favored of the Lord. Bye-bye, everybody.
From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now, we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery. You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today or when you go to troybrewer.com and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today.